sermon text for this morning from today's gospel reading. And she went out and said to her mother, "For what should I ask?" And she said, "The head of John the Baptist." And she came in immediately with haste to the king and asked, saying, "I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter." The words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, anyone who would think that the life of a Christian who believes in the triune God would be a life of comfort and a life of ease is sadly mistaken. It is not a life of comfort and ease and glory. Take a look at today's readings and the prophets in today's readings. You have an enemy, a great enemy, our all enemy. The great enemy, Satan, will not let the proclamation of repentance and faith go unchallenged. Satan will not let you, who trust in Christ for your salvation, who trust in Christ for the forgiveness of your sins and for everlasting life, he will not let you alone. He will not leave you unchallenged either. And it's not an exaggeration to say that Satan wants your head on a platter. Why? Well, first, he hates you because you are human. And God has chosen humanity to be the crown of his creation. He hates you because you have, through confession and absolution, through the sacraments, have put to death the old Adam that dwells within you, the old Adam that resides in you. And even though he dies hard and is still thrashing around, you daily repent and daily put to death the old Adam. You fight him daily. And Satan also hates you because you are the redeemed of Christ. You are the ones who are loved by God through your Lord and your Savior, Jesus Christ. The untold tribulations of your life, the trials, the temptations, the anguishes that you suffer throughout your daily life, these temptations are there to try and get you to deny your God, or at least to make your faith tasteless enough to be palatable to everyone. All of this besets you in the exact same way that it beset the prophets before you. You know, how hard is it to stay faithful in the midst of your daily lives and your every ordinary daily lives? You get pushback from your family, some of you. You know, why do you go to church? Why do you do this? Don't get on my back. Get off my back. Don't talk to me about your God. It could be the same for acquaintances or friends. You might get pushback from some of the schools. You might get pushback from some of your employers. How difficult is it to stand in the footsteps of Martin Luther and declare to go against conscience is neither right nor safe? I cannot or will not recant. Here I stand. I can do no other. Your life in Christ is a warfare like no other warfare. And in the midst of that warfare, think about the prophets. Think about, well, first of all, let's start with Amos, right? Think about Amos's life. God had shown the prophets, okay, so just before our text today, God had shown the prophet Amos two different disasters. One was a plague of grasshoppers that was going to fall on the people of Israel and consume all of their food as punishment for their wickedness and their abandoning of God. And the other one was a fire that was to come upon the people of Israel. Now that fire was a symbolic of God's wrath that would fall on the people of Israel. And Amos, the prophet, what did he do? He interceded for the people before God. And God relented of his desire to destroy the people of Israel, to punish them for their wickedness and their sins. But then came the third one, the plumb line. And what was that all about? Well, basically that's all about God saying, look, I'm going to destroy Israel. He'd finally had it with the people. And this time, Amos couldn't stand up to God. Amos couldn't stand up and plead for the people. And so instead, he was going out to proclaim to the people that disaster was going to befall him. So what is Amos's reward for interceding for the people and proclaiming the preparation for the coming disaster? Amaziah, the priest at Bethel, got a hold of the king and threw the prophet Amos under the bus. Not a thank you, not a hey, we should all repent, not a maybe we should listen to what this man says God is going to do to us. None of that. Nope, not at all. He was kicked out of the kingdom of Judah. get out. Get out now, lest we do something worse to you. No theology of glory there, just a theology of suffering. And what is the lot of the faithful confessors of Jesus Christ here on earth? Well, look at John the Baptist. What happened to John the Baptist? Why was John in prison? He had rightly called out Herod Antipas for a scandalous marriage to his brother's wife, Herodias. As like a late night infomercial, you have to stop and say, but wait, there's more. Not only did he marry his brother's wife, right? She left his brother to go with him. He left his wife to go with her. And on top of that, she, Herodias, was his niece. So this is a pretty messed up situation, you know, like Sands of the Hourglass type situation sort of thing. And not only that, his current wife left him when she found out he was going to divorce her to marry Herodias. So she goes back to her dad and his kingdom, and that sparks a war between King Herod's kingdom and his father-in-law's kingdom. And John the Baptist is the one saying, see how wrong you are. You need to repent. You need to repent. Well, Herod wasn't all sure about that, and Herodias hated that word. She hated John the Baptist. So she wanted revenge on John for speaking out against her and Herod. And a bloody revenge it was going to be. We're all aware of Salome, Herodias' daughter, who danced at Herod's birthday party. She danced a dance that was dessert for the eyes at Herod's birthday party. And Herod was so pleased with what she had done, her voluptuous dance, that he took an oath. Ask whatever you wish after half my kingdom, and I will give it to you. Salome gains the swift counsel of her mother. And, you know, just one of those little, hey, here's the side note. If you think about this, how wicked Herodias was. Okay, so those of you who have kids, right? Everybody, just about everybody in here has kids. You know, not everybody yet, but you do your best to set your kids up in life pretty good, don't you? Good education, manners, school, you know, you want them to get a good job, all these things. So you do your best, your level best to set them up in life. You got the king saying to the daughter, I can give you half a kingdom. Right? But her mother, no, not going to set her daughter up like that. Not going to see that her daughter gets half a kingdom. Her mother is so selfish, so self-absorbed, so self-centered, so wicked, that instead she says, you go ask for the head of John the Baptist. Her mother uses this opportunity to satisfy her own desires, not to take care of her daughter. Like, wow, what a person. So, obviously, cut out of the same cloth as her mother, Salome does what her mother wants her to do. And the life of John the Baptist is made the object of sport and fun. Salome wants to join the banquet, and though all have dined, she wants a dish too. A platter is requested by her, and it is the dish of her mother's revenge. The baptizer's head served on a platter with a side, a garnish of cold heart. These two, Salome and Herodias, cared as little for the dictates of modesty as they did for the command not to murder. And when John woke up that morning, I'm sure he had no idea what the rest of the day held in store for him. And the scriptures don't need tabloid sensation. They put a veil on John's last moments. They don't give us the details of what happened because we don't need it. All we know is that no time for preparation was given. No time for preparation was needed. In the darkness of his prison cell, the one who leapt in his mother's womb at the greeting of Mary was put to death over the dance of Salome. Here ends the earthly story of John the Baptizer, the forerunner of the Messiah. But thank God it is simply the end of his earthly story. On that day, John the Baptist began a far more glorious existence. For For as it is written, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of eternal life. John could say with St. Paul, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness. The saints of God are examples for us. Examples of faith. Examples of perseverance in a world that disbelieves. Now, is it likely that we will face the trials of Amos and John the Baptist? I certainly hope it doesn't become likely that we will face those trials. But not one of us knows what trials we will face because of our faith in Jesus Christ. And as you travel the seasons of your life, know that your Lord and your Savior Jesus Christ goes with you. Now, you will be assaulted and attacked by the world, but what does Jesus say? Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And what else does Jesus say? Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. As we go through this life, we pray to remain faithful to Christ regardless of the consequences. And I thought, I appreciate the work our organists do. They work hard at picking hymns that go with the text. And I think the hymn of the month that they picked for this month, the hymn of the month that goes with today and the text so very well that was our opening hymn, is a prayer to God to be with us. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Let me stand. I'm tired. I am weak. I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord. Take my hand. Lead me home. When the way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry. Hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord. Lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is almost gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord. Lead me home. Amen. Now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. Amen. Let us